The United Nations is calling for maximum restraint after five people were killed at the border between Israel and Lebanon. It's the most serious clash there since the 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah. Three Lebanese soldiers, one Israeli soldier, and a Lebanese journalist were killed. As Iris Mackler reports, the fighting has stopped, but the situation remains tense.
The clash took place in a disputed area along Israel's border with Lebanon, near the village of Rajar, at around midday. Each side blames the other for starting the deadly skirmish. The Israelis say they were cutting down trees growing over onto their side of the border fence. They say they'd coordinated this with UN peacekeepers inside Lebanon, but Lebanese troops opened fire. Major General Gadi Eisenkot is the head of Israel's Northern Command. This was a planned ambush, he says. Lebanese snipers fired on our commanders who were standing by a post on our territory. It was obvious, you couldn't mistake it for anything else. The Lebanese say they opened fire after the Israelis cut down a tree that was on the Lebanese side of the line and crossed into their territory. They say they were responding to Israeli aggression. Israel responded with artillery fire and a strike from a helicopter gunship. Both governments have condemned the aggression by the other, and each is taking a complaint to the United Nations Security Council about the other. Andy David is spokesperson for Israel's foreign ministry.
We hold the Lebanese government responsible for this grave incident, and we warn them of further consequences if those violations will continue.
The border between Israel and Lebanon is tense. Relatively minor incidents here have in the past spiraled into all-out conflict. It's also a very volatile time in Lebanese politics, ahead of the release of the UN report on the murder of Lebanese President Rafik Hariri. The UN peacekeeping force stationed in southern Lebanon is investigating today's incident and has urged maximum restraint by both sides. Iris Mackler, CBC News, Jerusalem.